Week 7 in the National Football League. The Jaguars back on the practice field Wednesday, looking for the first positive result of the season this Sunday against the San Diego Chargers. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with you, senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier is here. And John, the Jags were close on Sunday in Denver, still trying to get that first win.
Well, you mentioned still looking for a positive result. I think Sunday at Denver was positive. But at some point, as Gus Bradley's been harping on this week, you got to turn that positive stuff into a victory.
Jaguars started prep for the Chargers on the Florida Blue practice fields today. Mercedes Lewis back out and working off a calf injury. That's good news for a Jaguars offense that could use a big tight end. Dwayne Grotz, the rookie corner, did practice today. He's coming off a high ankle sprain week one against Kansas City. Could be three rookies in the secondary this week. Justin Blackmon out today after his big game in Denver. Cecil Shorts the third out today as well after being injured in the Denver game. The Jags offense could use Cecil and Blackmon, of course, back on the field. Still lots of pain for Cecil Shorts after his injury from Sunday in Denver, the SC joint, but he wants to play this week.
I want to play. I just want to play with the guys. You know, I felt bad that, you know, I wasn't able to come back last week. Only, you know, it's the third play of the game. It was really frustrating. It was really frustrating. Against a good team like that, you want to go out there and play best or play your best. And it was really frustrating for me. So I'm just really trying to do whatever I can to get on the field this week. And if I can't, you know, I can't. You know, it might be the best thing, but I'm going to do what I have to do to help my team.
Of course, we mentioned Cecil Shorts the third and Justin Blackmon out today. Also, Ace Sanders out and Steven Burton still out with a concussion. That doesn't leave many receivers on the field today.
Well, and you would think all signs are that Justin Blackman's going to play. It does leave you in a situation where there's not that many guys to practice, but there's enough receivers on the roster where they're able to do it.
It sounds like Cecil wants to play. We'll see in time if that happens. But to get Blackmon on the field and Cecil together has been tougher than you would have thought this year.
Well, it is, and they need those two guys because they do complement each other. And it's interesting in the locker room today, talking to Cecil Shorts about Justin Blackmon, he said there are times in practice where he looks over and sees Justin do things so easily, and he's almost jealous of it. So it just speaks to the kind of talent that Justin is and the kind of player that he can be, but you want them all out there together.
Good news for the Jaguars today. Mercedes Lewis practiced. He's planning on playing this Sunday as well, coming off a calf injury. That could change a lot of things in a number of different ways for this offense.
Well, he's obviously a weapon in the passing game, and you need that right now. But talking to Maurice Jones during the locker room, he said where he really helps, obviously, is as a run blocker. Everybody knows Mercedes is a great run blocker. But he gives you a prime talent, a prime blocker. Outside, inside, he helps because the defense just has to account for that.
Well, Jones-Drew coming off a couple of 70-yard games in a row. It could be more with Mercedes.
Yeah, Mercedes, he makes that kind of a difference because he can spring you on the outside.
Great stuff as always, John.
Thanks, JP.
Hey, Chargers week is here. The Jags and the Chargers Sunday at 1 here at Everbank Field. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.